Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
1-800-947-3979. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Steve and Kelly. This story popped up this morning. I can't imagine if you're a parent of somebody with some sort of special needs I'm always anxious when I say those words because it feels like that changes, and I never want to say the wrong one. But in this case, it's a 24-year-old gentleman who has Down syndrome, and his mom, as you'll hear, made a post that went viral where she offered, because he just didn't have any friends, to pay someone, an adult, to be his friend. She said, "I'll give you $80 for 2 hours. Just come play video games with his room and laugh with him." And this is the story that happened because of the response.
For one boy who wants a friend is just unbelievable, the love we've seen.
A search for a friend spreading the globe, all thanks to social media. Last week, Only News 4 introduced you to Christian Bowers. The St. Charles County man is a viral sensation after a really heartbreaking, actually, Facebook post made by his mom.
So this, they show it, but it says, "I'm looking for a young man between the ages of 20 and 28 who would like to make some extra money. 2 days a month for 2 hours, I'll pay you to be my son's friend. All you have to do is sit with him and play video games in his room, nothing else. He's 24 and has Down syndrome and doesn't have any friends his age. You will be alone with him. Myself and his grandpa will be home." And says, so many people, goes on to, there's more. It says, "Getting paid is not optional. The reason I'm paying is to guarantee you show up. He's had so many people tell him someday I'll come over and they never do.
Oh my God.
If any relatives are reading this and interested, the offer is for you too. I tagged him so you can see his profile. He does not know how to read, so he can't read this post." Ooh. It breaks my heart for that mother and for him.
Yeah, that's so sad.
It reads in parts, "I will pay you to be my son's friend."
And the community really stepped up in response to that post. Only News 4's Caroline Hecker shares how one local nonprofit jumped at the chance to surprise Christian.
Hi.
Meeting new friends.
Yeah.
Come on in.
It's something Christian Bowers has done a lot of in the last 10 days.
How are you?
Good, and you?
But today, these new friends brought with them a big surprise.
They brought a giant TV.
A brand new 65-inch flat screen TV just for him.
I love it.
You love it?
Thank you.
That's not all. What TV would be complete without a new stand?
Oh my God!
You got to bring in the stand first, though.
Yeah.
It's such a dud after a giant TV.
Yeah,
like, bring in the stand and go, "Here, we got you a new TV stand." And then when they're like, "I don't know what I'm going to do with this," then you bring in the giant mammoth screen. I know, I'm nitpicking the nicest thing anyone's ever done.
Yeah, but if you bring in the stand first, you give away the surprise of the big television.
Oh, that's a good point.
You got to go TV first.
Good point.
Yeah, that's an accessory.
But the gifts just keep coming.
Oh, MC!
OMG. Fuel in the form of chips and candy for those long nights of gaming.
Thank you.
Throw in a couple of Blues tickets.
Yeah!
And Christian is on cloud nine.
Wow. I mean, like Christian just kept saying, he kept saying, OMG. That is exactly how I think we all feel. Was not expecting any of this. I thought maybe like a little care package.
Local nonprofit STL Youth Sports Outreach wasn't done yet, as the TV Christian has played countless video games on alone was taken down, as his new TV and life begin to take shape.
That's
people
awesome.
Now starting to see, you know, a lot of these kids with special needs, they need somebody in their life. I mean, just like we do, no different.
As the final touches are made, Christian enjoys a quick snack. Before checking in on the progress. His living room filled with people here to see him at last.
Every friend that comes over to visit, he's so excited. Even at night after they leave, he just lays in bed with his eyes open, just reminiscing over the day. And he always asks us if we're jealous. "Are you jealous of my friends?" he says.
His new TV, outfitted with LED lights.
OMG!
And a sound bar. But most important of all, his room. filled with friends.
Fist bomb.
And a calendar full of people waiting their turn. In St. Charles,
that's
Caroline
awesome.
Hecker, News 4.
That is great.
I know it's not supposed to be what we do, but
well, this is exactly what we do.
It is.
Yeah.
I know, but.
Because if one of them would have said something stupid, we definitely would have made fun of them still.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's just so
it
sweet.
It just seems like we can
so
use some
awful.
Good
it
right is. About now.
It's nice.
Again. So.
I've, so there's.
That's
this...
amazing. And so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
I will bet most of the people that end up doing that will say later, I got more out of it than he did.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. That's usually the case.
There's this really neat program that my fiance's kids are a part of. They get to do it when they're, I think, in fourth, maybe even fifth grade, and it's called Lynx. And it's where they take a kid who is in the special needs program and introduce them into, like, what we would consider, quote, normal classrooms,
yeah.
right? Because there's not a whole lot of blending of that. And they've always been separated from other classrooms.
Our Gage does that.
Yeah. And when she told me, so I didn't know that Little Miss had applied for it. And when she started talking about it, then Little Homie told me, like, yeah, I did this too. And so it was really, really neat to talk to both of them about their take on it. Because in our schools, and I went to a bunch of different schools, I never saw a program like that.
No.
I just noticed that special needs classrooms were usually in the back of the school or in a little pod, aka a trailer,
and you,
outside
and
of the school.
A lot of the students were either mean to them or ignored them.
We
they were usually
interacted.
Just isolated.
We never interacted. And y'all met my best friend Leslie, who's a special needs teacher. She had me read a book called Out of My Mind about a young girl who's in fifth grade and she's special needs. She's nonverbal, but she has so many thoughts going on in her head. And it's a fifth grade reading level book. So if you've got a kid and you think that they would be interested in something like that, it's such a good book.
What is it called?
Out of My Mind. It's really good. And there's a sequel that I'm reading with Little Miss right now called Out of My Heart. And it's just this young woman who's a young girl, fifth grade. Her name is Melody. And she's special needs. She's wheelchair bound, nonverbal. And they find out once they give her the technology to be able to communicate that not only is she incredibly smart, she's got a photographic memory and she becomes really a key part of a debate team in her school.
Jeez.
And then you find out what happens when students who are, quote, normal kids get jealous and how she becomes excluded again. It's a really, really hard story to read because you realize just how often you've been told, like, if somebody's handicapped, don't look. Don't be rude. Don't look.
Mm-hmm.
So they live this life of, like.
That is what. Yeah, don't stare.
Of it. Yeah, exactly. But it's made them invisible. And you think you're being polite when really you're just, you walk by somebody and nod your head all the time. Like, why would we tell somebody, don't stare, it's rude. Mm-hmm. No, acknowledge, that's a person.
When we found out Gage was doing that, I didn't even know what that was.
I know, me neither.
So
isn't
to find
so
out
cool?
that the kids are volunteering to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very proud.
Yeah.
This text from West Michigan. My elementary school made it a punishment that if you did bad things, you had to sit at the special needs table. That is
that's
whoa.
So mean.
That is so hurtful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look for the helpers. Yeah. There's some there.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.